On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
I just reached a new neighbor milestone, and I didn't even know we were at that point in our relationship.
Are there different levels of relationships with neighbors?
I think so. Well, that's the thing. I feel like we just reached a new level, and apparently, and it makes me excited, but I don't want to get too excited. Like, you let me know. I feel like this is like a major step in like a neighbor relationship.
I don't think there are different levels, but explain. Okay.
Okay. So my next door neighbor, like, she's super cool. And I remember when we first moved in, I really wanted to have a relationship with her, but I didn't want to freak her out.
I remember you talked about this. Yeah.
Yes. And ever since then, obviously there's been in passings like, hi, bye, whatever. When we were hit with like, remember like when it was Narnia here and we got hit with all the crazy snow, like Garage Boy helped her out a little bit. Sure. And I was like, yes, like build that relationship. We're building trust. And then literally we came home the other day and there is a note on our door. And she was like, hey, if you don't mind, I'm going out of town. I missed you guys. I would have liked to ask you in person. But if you don't mind, could you water my tomatoes in the back of my yard? Here is my phone number.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, wow. Wait a second. OMG. Like, are we legitimate friends at this point?
You're so in.
I'm in. Like, that's because when I saw that note, I was like, I felt like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, like that was my golden ticket, because I didn't realize that we were on that relation, like we were on that level. First of all, now I have her phone number. Okay,
true.
And second of all, you're going to trust us enough. I mean, we didn't have to go inside her house, but we're still in the backyard. We're still in her space. Obviously, you care that much about your tomatoes that you're going to trust us.
You could have killed him.
To take care of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so, I don't know. Like, I think mainly the fact that, like, she gave her phone number to me. It was to both of us. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like that speaks volumes on, like, the level of relationship that we now have as neighbors.
It's kind of a weird thing to do, to be honest with you.
What do you mean?
To like leave you the number, but like not confirm it before she leaves. Because think about it. Like,
is that weird or is that trust?
It's a pretty high level of trust. It is a pretty high level of trust.
Mm-hmm.
But to ask, I mean, here's the thing. To ask somebody to do something without like, first of all, I'd be a little upset about it. Because
wait,
it's like, hey,
what?
Can you come? Because you guys aren't that cool yet.
But
you guys
I thought that was her confirmation saying we are that cool.
I'd be a little upset about you're adding something for me to do. Now I got to take care of a plant while you're gone. Like, if these tomatoes die, it's on
Jess.
Me.
This isn't you.
Yeah, you don't want, you don't want a relationship.
You guys want friendship and joy.
You wouldn't be a little bit upset if somebody asked you to take care of their plant while they're gone? I'd be a little bit like, especially if we're not super cool. Like, if a friend asked me to do this, I'd be like, yeah, no problem. I got your plant.
No.
But like, if some random neighbor was like, yo, take care of my tomatoes.
But see, that's the thing. That's
like,
what
for
you're
what?
Dude, that's what you're missing
for what?
Here.
She yearns for human connection.
We are no longer randos.
That's
not
connection. I gotta do your work while you're gone.
He doesn't get it. It's okay.
So you would like that. That would feel good to you,
if
Charlotte?
I was trying to befriend the person, then yeah.
That's not friendship,
like,
man.
I'd be like, oh my God, I'm your most trusted neighbor in this whole complex.
Thank you.
What you would feel good about is if this neighbor came back and was like, hey, I just got back from this trip and I brought you like a little trinket. Now,
well,
that's friendship.
No, I think
this woman is using you of anything.
Absolutely
not.
Like,
I don't think this is a good sign. I think this is a bad sign.
No, I'm no longer a random person. We have moved on from like, hey, how are you? Oh, it's sunny outside. Oh, it's kind of muggy. All right. And then like locking the doors and shutting it out. We have moved past that. She now trusts me. She obviously trusts me with, I know some people consider their plants as children. I would even take it a step further.
It's a big responsibility.
And she gave me her phone number, which means she doesn't mind me texting her or possibly calling her for, I don't know, whatever reason it may be.
Let's throw a poll on this really quick. Is Jess becoming her neighbor's friend or is she being used?
I don't
know which way this is going right now.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.